lights on me. Bring, bring, bring down a gleaming crown. Raise a toast to one and all. Shut the curtains and the door. I want your loving, not your war. You can hang your lights on me. You can hang your lights. You can hang your lights on me. We'll be right back.
We hope you are enjoying the Christmas edition of Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams. Up next on the queue is Freddie Cole from his album, A Freddie Cole Christmas. We're going to listen to Jingles, the Christmas Cat, followed by Cece Gable. She has a new single out this year called Once Again It's Winter.
Santa has a Christmas cat riding on his sleigh. Called Jingles the Cat, so the reindeer say. Jingles makes the sleigh bells ring while the reindeer play, and together they all sing, jingling all day. He makes the bells go jingling-a-ling as Santa counts each toy. You can hear the ring-a-ding-a-ding. Good girl or boy, Jingles, a Christmas cat, has a wish for you. Merry Christmas, one and all. Happy New Year, too.
Once again it's winter, and I'm here.
Thank you for choosing Modern Jazz Today for your holiday listening pleasure. You can learn more about us, check out this week's playlist, and read exclusive interviews at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue, Carrie Gaffney. From her album, My Favorite Things Live, we're going to listen to My Favorite Things, followed by Trio West. From the album, Trio West Plays Holiday Songs, Volume 2. We're going to listen to Joy to the World. Hope you enjoy.
Raindrops on roses, whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles, warm woolen mittens. Crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells, schnitzel with noodles. With blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things that I don't feel so bad. Satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things that I don't feel so bad.
Keeping that holiday spirit flowing, coming at ya is Mary Stallings. Off the album Max Jazz Holiday, we'll check into Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. Let's dig in.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Golden days of yore, faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Oh, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Once more, through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. When Superstorm Sandy hit New York City in 2012, Arnab Ghosh was a resident physician at Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. Months later, when he saw some of his patients again for the first time since the storm, he found that many were struggling to manage their health conditions.
They hadn't taken their medications because they weren't sure where to find them. They were sicker in various measures. Their blood pressure was not as well controlled. Their diabetes was worse.
It prompted Ghosh, now an assistant professor at Weill Cornell Medicine, to study how disasters affect people's health over time. His team analyzed Medicare data from more than 120,000 older adults who lived in New Jersey, New York City, and Connecticut during and after Superstorm Sandy. They found that those living in zip codes that flooded during the storm had higher rates of heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular problems in the 5 years that followed. He says it shows there's a need for long-term health monitoring